Thank you for inviting me for this talk. So this is joint work with Steven Dijak, professor Israel Michael Siegel, my advisor, and S. Wang. So, okay, this equation is of this form. Okay, I write it down because I need it later. T equal to, this is one dimensional, plus U P minus 1 U, P greater than 1. Okay, so that, okay, if P is less than 1, this is collapsing. Collapsing, this is a blowout problem. Today I will only present the blowout problem. Okay, also the solution is in R. So this equation has lots of applications. So for example, motion by enclosure flow and vortex dynamics in superconductors and surface diffusion. So in the next, I will describe the properties of this equation. So first, it has a scaling invariant. So if you put lambda here, this is also a solution to the equation if UXT is a solution. Also, it has a homogeneous blow-up solution. So if U not X is a constant, then we have this solution. So the local well-positiveness of this equation is well known. So moreover, we have this kind of property. So if U naught is in U X naught equal to U naught, if U naught is in H1 and LP plus 1, and if this energy function at the initial data is less than 0, then it's proved the L2 norm will blow up in finite time t. So using the observation, this is less than this right hand side. So we must have the L infinity norm of UT blows up in finite time. So if this is finite, right? You can always have the finiteness of UT in L2 norm. Okay. So, okay. Before I formulate the problem, the result, I need to introduce one concept. So the blow-up point. Suppose there exists a time t star less than infinity, such that the L infinity norm of the UXT goes to infinity as t goes to t star. Then Z is called a blow-up point if there exists a sequence such that if this sequence goes to t and t star, then the value of U at xn, tn goes to infinity. So it's called blow-up point. So, okay, in the next, So, okay, this is a known result. People proved if U, okay, they assumed U blows up at T, at x equal to zero and blow up at the time T star with the initial data, U naught continuous, non-negative, bounded, even, and has only one local minimum at zero, then they have this asymptotic behavior at a bounded domain. So later, Brickman, Kupiana constructed an initial condition U star such that this equation satisfied on the whole domain, and they conjectured this holds generically. So, okay. In the next, I will show our results. So, suppose the initial data is even. Actually, we can desert this unit, but I don't want to work too hard at this moment. I just assume unit. So, also is close to this manifold. So, okay. Also, since we have for this, as I told you, this equation has rescaling invariant. So by rescaling invariant, I can assume C naught equal to this. So, also I don't use this actually, but to simplify my argument, I assume this. So then we proved, we didn't assume, we proved there exists time t star such that the solution blows up as t goes to t star. Okay. Moreover, so when t less than t star, there exists unique positive function lambda t, bt, and ct with bt greater than zero, such that ux can be decomposed uniquely into this form. So, okay. the remainder term, this term, satisfies this estimate. Okay, I will tell you what is B later. B decays. Okay, go ahead. T star, blow up time. No, we proved it. Okay. And, I will use this decomposition very often later. I'll just write it down here. B minus 1 plus B y squared. B lambda x square okay. So in this slide I said the remainder I give the estimate to the remainder. Okay. Then for this component, I have it blows up in finite times. So see, this is t star minus t minus square root, and bt decays to zero. Bt decays to zero as t goes to t star, and 2ct here goes to one. So this is almost 1 plus 1, this is almost 1, right? And this goes to 0. So actually, this is what they conjectured. Okay. We don't assume it. Yeah. So it's close to the manifold. It's good enough. Yeah. Huh? As a single point. Yeah. Because it's even, right? It can only blow up at zero. Yeah. but we can desert it. We can desert it anyway. Also, the key part of the theorem is this. If we define a new time scale, tau t equal to this integral. Okay, I should remind you. Tau equal to I use it very often later. S d s lambda s approximately t star minus t square root 1/2. Okay, so you see when when t goes to t star, tau t goes to infinity, right? Because this is non-integrable at t star. So then we derive this equation for b. So you see this guy is less than zero, is negative. So, okay, if you forget this part, you can get b t tau is like 1 over 4 p t minus 1 square tau t plus 1 plus 1. Then C, for C, we have this equation. The derivative of C is of second order in B. So from here, you can see the square of this function is integrable, right? The square of this function is integrable. That means C tau is convergent. C tau convergent. Okay, so in the next, I will tell you the key idea of the proof. So actually, I focus on showing how to prove this decay. But I don't think I will have time for the other part. Okay. So you can see I decompose the equation. The solution into this form, right? So, okay, you see that for each x, there is a lambda here. So, in order to simplify my argument, I just rescale the equation. I rescale the equation and define a new variable y equal to lambda t x, and define a new time tau. I just assume, okay, to make my life easier, I just assume lambda t equal to this guy, the main part of lambda t. So then W satisfies this equation. And this equation has an almost solution, this guy. So if you ignore this part and this part, it's not a solution to this guy. So, since I tell you, we found one almost solution, then we linearize the solution around the almost solution, right? And define a new equation for eta. Eta satisfies this equation. Okay, the operator LB is of this form. So, you can see from here, LB is not self-adjoint. LB is not self-adjoint. So that means it's hard to estimate it. But, okay. We observed LB is conjugate to the harmonic oscillator. So then Okay, we can transform the equation again. Okay, I remind you what is LB equal to minus plus 1/2 y dy plus something else. So then, okay, we define this new equation, C. Then C satisfy this equation. So this part is not important. What's important here? LB. LB has two parts. So L naught plus minus this part. L naught is a harmonic oscillator. Right? So also, you should notice if B is zero, this term is down to zero, right? So in our equation, B is always small. So this is almost zero. I will tell you in some detail later. So assume this B, assume B is small, then why is small? LB is just approximately L naught, and when y is large, we have this property. LB is approximately L naught plus p over p minus 1. So this is very crucial for the later proof. So for this guy, it has only discrete spectrum with the first three eigenvectors. Okay, this is I don't want to read it. And the eigenvalue is minus one half and zero. So. So, okay, you see, we want to put L naught on the exponent. So that means we need a decay from this guy. So we put projections onto this operator. Then for any tau greater than zero, we have this estimate. So you see, this guy decays. Yeah, this is very crucial. Okay, so after studying L, we study LB. Okay, by the total formula, we have that for some function v, this operator can be rewritten in this form. So the first term is just generated by the harmonic oscillator, right? And the second term slowly varies in B. Right, and we have when B equal to zero, the wave function is just one. So, okay, we use this property, the slowly variance in x and y. We get this. This decay estimate. So, okay. I want to write one more line here. So recall d tau eta equal to minus LB eta plus something else. So if it is orthogonal to the three eigenvector space, then we can write it tau equal to E minus L B tau is not plus, this is the Gauss-Duhamel principle. Okay, I put this guy G here. GS, DS. Okay, so then we can use the decay estimate from here. We prove the decay of eta tau. I think I went too fast. Okay, yeah.